Welcome to the Ideal Network Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Ideal Network Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The short version of the word ideal in Ideal Network stands for I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. And there's much more. Thanks for listening in and share this with the people that are most important to you. Now on to our show with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingles. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice, it is still Peter Mingles. We are here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. on the Central side with a good friend of ours. Her name is Darlene Sartori. Darlene and I have known each other for a long time. The relationship started as a referral. A customer of ours told Darlene about what we did. Darlene called me. The rest of the story is history, but it involved lots of conversations about a lot of different things. And when I was building Building Fortunes Radio as a platform to be able to give microphones to people that had interesting things to say, one of the first people that I thought of as a guest speaker would be Darlene Sartori. So she's really, really, really in-depth with a lot of the things that she does. She's someone who's on boots on the ground, I'm going to say. You know, she's living in her community. She helps a lot of people in her community. She knows what's going on. And she's got a real, if you will, feeling for what's happening in local communities as well as in their state, as well as what's going on nationally. And also has the broad perspective of, like, the huge philosophical thinkers. So she's got both narrow and broad scopes. And the cool thing about it is she makes a difference in a lot of people's lives. So I said, Darlene, let's do some radio shows. So we call it the Ideal Network Radio Show because she's got a domain name called theidealnetwork.biz. So it's actually idealnetwork.biz. And we've been helping her with some other domain names recently. We have idealnetwork.info. And then just recently we put together idealresources.network. So there's a lot of domain name extensions recently. You know, it's not just .com, .net, or .org anymore. .network was one, and Ideal Resources is one of the newer ones that we're putting together. So if you go to idealresources.network right now, which is the beginning of March of 2024, you'll see a website that is being built, although no website is ever built ever completely. This one is in, you know, we're just kind of putting this up and working with it and doing all this sort of stuff, so if it looks a little bit bare or incomplete, that's just because we're just working on it right now. But if you listen to this on the archives, you'll see that it's being built out as we speak to be able to do the things that we needed to do to be able to help as many people as we possibly can. So, Darlene, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Well, I am very, very appreciative of you hosting this and coming up with the ideas and then taking it and moving forward with it. And all these years later, we're still creating and recreating and making the current best ever better. And I think that's my motto, is making the current best ever better. And so this is going to be another one of those Darlene's legacy moving forward to where we're at with March. This is Wednesday, March the 6th of 2024. So what would have been going on 2,000 years ago would be a stretch of the imagination unless you happen to be a historian and know what's going on, because our calendars have changed so much, and that really creates a challenge. In fact, I was just talking about this with someone today, a new acquaintance that we find we have a long time interest in the same thing called the Urantia Papers. By us realizing that our calendar is not going with the seasons, and it seems like maybe that would be more advantageous. And then you say, well, our seasons are different here in southern Indiana than they're in others. But, you know, anyway, I still like spring. So my new year starts on March the 1st. And that just so happens to have the word marching. In other words, march, you march forward. So instead of marching backwards, I'm attempting to march forward. So here's the sixth day in the year, and we are now moving forward with the dynamic of comprehending that we are on Wednesday, this first Wednesday of March. So I'm going to touch bases on a few of the dynamics that I think is very important for us if we're going to make some fast progress in the month of March in order to get kind of back on track. As you know, Jim, my husband, died in 2010 in April, and so it's been a very long, challenging course to fill his shoes, so to speak, to be able to take over the wonderful things that he was so good at and that I did not have the skill levels in that area. And so there's a lot of things that have gone, quote unquote, downhill rather than continuing to make progress. So today, I guess my concept is based around what we know as the angels of progress. And they're mentioned throughout the Urantia papers. And then they also mention the adjutant mind spirits. And so if you want one paper to kind of get a fast upgrade and you would like to really do a lot of thinking, is you might go to paper 118, and it's the topic is Supreme and Ultimate - Time and Space, because we are now going into, quote unquote, outside the planet. We are going to other moons and asteroids. We're going into the astro belt, looking at what can be mined from the astro belt. What is going on outside of our planet? And what is it that we might be able to participate in if we're looking at something that we are looking in our higher education, especially if we're a younger person? And we are looking at, okay, what do I want to put my attention on in learning now? Let's say I'm in my high school or my college era. What would I be in this level when I'm starting to go into my adult level? Well, I'm on the opposite end of, I'm going into the realm of where I'll be 80 this year. So being born in 1944, I've seen a lot of things that have happened. I often say, I remember when we didn't have a TV. You know, I didn't remember when there wasn't TVs. And so those are things that I can see that have happened in my time and our progress. But I also have a level of reality-based is, what would happen if we lost the internet? What would happen if this high-tech stuff that we are now building is lost? So it's very important that we learn to live with this survive and thrive methodology, that we're able to have things in writing, maybe things that have been carved on stone so that you know when something over the years will last. And if you watch ancient alien shows at all, you know a little bit of what I'm talking about, of many of the discoveries they've found over the last few years that are etched in stone that are here from thousands of years ago in a lot of the diggings that have happened. So as we begin looking at two ways of looking at things is continuing with the progress we have now of continuing to go into outer space with the high technology and et cetera. The dynamics that we have that we're discovering that might not have explanations for us at this particular time, but we are willing to think outside the box, as they say. So as we go up to the time when we're going to have a solar eclipse that everybody is kind of eagerly anticipating it in April. So when we begin to comprehend that there is a lot of significance to the way that our galaxy works, how the importance of the planet is to keep the health of the planet. So these levels of really, really, really far advanced things that you might say, well, gee, do I really? Yeah. You really do need to be thinking about what is it that I can do in my little neck of the woods, in my area, to be able to make it so that it's comprehensible for the average individual. So what I'm trying to do is to make things a little easier so it doesn't take you 70 or 80 or 100 years or 1,000 years or 2,000 years to learn some of the things that we have learned along the way, so we don't repeat errors that are unnecessary for us to repeat. And one of the people that I've worked with a long time now is with Peter, and I really appreciate the way that he puts his websites together, because they make them very easy to follow. And so this is what I'm attempting to do with the projects that I'm now entering into, is to kind of make them as user-friendly as possible and see what are some of the challenges that we're dealing with in today's world and how we can make them as simple as possible for the average individual to learn. And, of course, my personal opinion is I think that universities schools really do slow down the progress that people are making. And so I'm very much what we call a personalized education person. I think you need to get your basics of reading, writing, and math and the sciences and et cetera, and then start figuring out what is it that I desire to do with my life. What do I love to do? What is fun? What is happiness? What do I do that I can be able to have the patience as well as gain the maturity and the forbearance to be able to keep going forward? So in paper 118 in section 1-6 paragraph, or the first section 1 paragraph 6, says patience is exercised by those mortals whose time units are short. True maturity transcends patience by a forbearance born of real understanding, which I like to use the word comprehension. The next section says, the next paragraph says, to become mature is to live more intensely in the present, at the same time escaping from the limitations of the present. The plans of maturity, founded on past experiences, or experience, are coming into being in the present in such manner as to embrace the values of the future. So if you go to that section in paper 118, you will find this in the first section. So read through that. And if you look at the word forbearance, you know, do you have the intestinal fortitude? Do you have the ability to withstand the pressures that might be going on for you? And right now we have a lot of pressures that are going on the planet. And so you need to look at the present, because the only choices you can make are those in the now, okay? So the past is an accumulation of the choices you made in the now, and the future is waiting for you to make choices in the now. So it's the choices that you make in the now. And so as I'm going back through and figuring out what I want to take forward, Peter mentioned that one of the projects we're taking on are the idealresources.network. It's a new site. And so if you want to help in being a part of that, one of the requirements that I'm looking for in this year is to connect with as many people who are familiar already with the Urantia Papers, because that's a futuristic revelation as well as giving us the past. It gives us the current, and it gives us the future of what we can think about. It gets the brain thinking in a way of what if we did such and such? What might be the end result? Well, as I see what Peter has created on his websites, I see he's extremely, extremely value creative in creating that dynamic. And he makes it so simple that it is very, very easy to keep up with, so that whether you're using it today or 10 years from now or 100 years from now, the same dynamics would help to be able to achieve your desired result. Well, one of the favorite programs that I liked, of course, there's several of them that I like. Of course, I like the buildingfortunes.com site, which the ideal /ideal is my affiliate program. He put together a very affordable way for individuals to make a network and build a network of people to work with. And so that's where I'm starting everyone now is, okay, if you want to work with me, go to the buildingfortunes.com/ideal and get your free affiliate program to start with, and then figure out how you might be able to use the tools that Peter has already put together for you to market or do whatever it is you are desiring to do, whether it's furthering your education in a specific area or finding out what that area is. You will be able to look at what he has put together in the networkleads.com site. So one of my favorite projects that he started, that he did, that was Make Your Own Economy. And he's put together phase three sites where you can choose your different things that you want to have. So those are templates that you can learn to make a website off of. Okay. So there's, I think, five templates in your Network Leads program with the phase three. And so he's made it very learnable and very affordable to learn the basics of how to market and do marketing 101 on the Internet, and then take and replicate that into your local economy from where you live at home. So you can be home-based or have an office that you have both your office and your home together, which is to me the ideal. In other words, you just have a room that you set up, and so maybe you've set your life up. Because remember, I've often said, and I'll keep repeating this so you'll remember this, as the family goes, so goes the civilization. And what made America great and any civilization great is when they make their businesses, their projects, around family-owned and operated projects, okay? Family-owned and operated farms, family-owned and operated businesses, because they learn the real-life dynamics of what's going on in your society now and where can you market that. And that's what Peter has done with what he's done. He's moved into the Internet, and if you know his history, you know he's been a very good at being able to make the changes that need to be made in any direct marketing or any internet marketing program that you might be involved in, any business that you might have made. So he's done a great job. So if you want to learn from the best, this is where you begin. So my goal right now is to help individuals who are already knowledgeable with the Urantia Papers, and that's U-R-A-N-T-I-A, okay, to be able to build family-owned and operated projects, family-owned and operated gardens. One of our biggest challenges that we have in today's world is going to be food, okay? So you need to be able to have family-owned and operated gardens of Edens is what I'm calling this project, is because you want to have permaculture. You want to be able to have trees, like I've got this wonderful, wonderful pecan tree that grows in the back of my yard, behind my house here. And the bushels, we had bushels of pecans that will last us now throughout the year. And then we have black walnut trees that are growing wild, and they have black walnuts. And my father had often said many years ago when we bought this farm, you know, you really need to build a lot of nut trees out here and have them growing, especially pecans along the creek bank, because these are ones that are easy to crack. They store well, and so they're ones that are very easy to utilize. Well, I love black walnuts, but they are extremely messy to dry out. But they're great if you want some dye for black or dark things. So it made a good dynamic for those who are into dyeing their cloth and things like that, into weaving and looms. So when you look at what do you got in your area, what grows well, and what can you market that grows year after year. So again, permaculture is something that we look at when we're building for Gardens of Eden. What plants grow continually? Blueberries, strawberries, the different types of products that will grow in your area that are good foods. So you're looking at, first and foremost, you've got to have your Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Remember, I keep repeating some of these things so they'll come back to your consciousness. What do you have to have? You have to have shelter. You have to have food. You have to have air, clean air. You have to have water. What are the basics you have to have in order to survive? Well, now when you go into the internet, what are you going to have in order to survive in the internet? You're going to have the things that Peter's got to offer you to help you to learn how to market a product that you might be selling that could be marketed through the local economy with ads, flyers that you might hand out, or things that you might post in Facebook or someplace like that, or on your own website, which is what he's doing, is helping individuals now with doing websites. So as I began working and saying, okay, this is the dynamic of creating intentional Urantia communities, because what I'm looking for is, number one, those who are already educated. And I would like to create both online systems and offline systems where people can connect and live together in order to achieve desired results. And then what are some of the things that we might need to know? Well, I guess we're going to probably need to know universal language like English. And I guess, you know, some are saying, well, maybe we need to supersede that with binary code. Well, maybe that's one of the areas you need to look at, too, is learning how to write binary code, which is, I must say, above my purview for being really proficient at it. So I rely upon materials and programs that will convert my typing into binary codes. And so we have those kinds of electronic things today. So we're going to have a lot of patience, and we're going to have a lot of forbearance as we go forward in learning how to shift away from always having just a J-O-B, but to have maybe a J-O-B that you're working at, plus a place where you live that is more like a Garden of Eden that you're building around with people that are very much alike with yourself. And so being able to have a way that we can create tech teams, okay? So you need to have people that are going to be gardeners, that are going to be able to understand how to work with the soil in your area, how you work with your climate. So you look at how you build your life in a way that you can be able to be working with these angels of progress and the agitant mind spirits. And these are things that when you have these corsets working for you, you realize that you really have a lot of information already readily available to you. And so the next thing you're going to want to do is what we're doing right now is building this tech team. This would be working with Peter's people, people he already knows that can help you to build websites or go beyond what he's already got in phase three, be able to do the basics. So we're trying to make it so it's simple enough, step by step, you can start doing this in order to become part of the chaplain's course. And so that's the basic one that we have put together, as we feel like that we need more than anything else on our planet is families that can actually raise children, create for themselves first, and then raise their children to be able to think and act with the adjutant mind spirits. In other words, what is it that you have to be able to know in order to be sustainable in your spiritual life and your whole life? And so the next thing that you would probably have to know is what's acceptable and what's not acceptable socially or in commerce or in your society. And so maybe that falls into something like, what are the laws that we come up with? And every civilization has a list of basic laws. None of you know that I've honed this down to, it has to be life empowering and love empowering. So make your rules that you live in the art of living to be as simple as possible, so your children learn very early on what is socially acceptable and what is not socially acceptable. That we do what is life empowering and love empowering and laughter empowering, all those wonderful life empowering words that start with an L. We do not have license to do whatever we desire to do that could be harmful, but sometimes we do offer a license for a degree that says, okay, you have learned something well enough that we can give you a certification, and often those are called license, that you have certifications to do certain things. This is some of the things we'll be doing over a period of time. We only have a couple minutes left, but I would like for you to get involved with us if you're not already involved with the Building Fortunes program and the Leads Management program, so that you can be able to know how to be able to create your own resources locally. Because as we expand the Ideal Resource Network, you will be able to get a license, so to speak, a way that you can be accepted, and the people will know that you're working with us with the Ideal Resource Network, idealresources.network. To be able to look into your community and see what categories we need in order for you to be able to become a member of and participating with the Angels of Progress. What are we doing that's working extremely well, and what can we do to continue to make it much more easy for people to learn the skills that are needed and actually to learn very early in life, what do you love to do? What's my purpose? What am I here for? And so by comprehending what is your purpose to start with and helping your children to find out what are their loves, what do they do by passion and purpose, and be able to help them to develop a personalized education that's going to make it fun to learn. And that's where we got this other word is laughter. Is it make us laugh? Does it make us happy? Are we going forward? Peter, you got anything you want to say to wrap up?
No, great information. I was taking some notes along the way. There's a lot of stuff here. So you'll want to check out, you know, the different things we do by, you know, re-listening to this radio show over and over again, because you really covered a lot of stuff. And then check out idealresources.network, idealresources.network for that website as it starts to develop. So, Darlene, you want to give out your phone number one more time for those people that might want to reach out and touch with you?
Sure. It's 812-664-7419. Again, 812-664-7419. I'm in the Central Time Zone in Southern Indiana. It's my current location on the planet. So you're welcome to reach out, and my number will be posted on that website too eventually. Take
care.
Okay.
Yep, perfect. We're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to the Ideal Network Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more segments with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingle. Darlene encourages everyone to join the Ideal Network. so you can say I live the ideal life, where I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Darlene, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.